The package contains a bit more cash than the original Senate GOP plan, as legislative leaders sought to satisfy Governor Jan Brewer. For example, she wants $25 million to create a new child welfare agency. Senators first offered just $5 million, but eventually came up with $20. And they also finally agreed to put in some money, though not as much as Brewer wants, for testing to implement the new Common Core standards. Senate President Andy Biggs said he thinks this is a package the governor can sign. But gubernatorial press aide Andrew Wilder said, not so fast.
We're identifying our priorities, letting them know what we'd like to see. They come in, they don't necessarily give us what we're asking for on something. On some things, we get some better progress. On other things, they don't.
While Brewer is getting some of what she wants, not so the Democrats. They complained about insufficient cash for everything from K-12 education to subsidized child care. And Senator Steve Farley said while the plan restores some of the funds for road construction and maintenance, it's insufficient.
That $30 million, when you consider it's divided out over all the state highways, all the cities, and all the counties, is probably going to fill about 4 potholes in Pima County.
Farley said he hopes the measure, which now goes to the House, is altered there to restore the entire $120 million that has been taken from the fund. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.